I don't know where to start. The doctors told me you'd be here. They said that it might help if I talk to you. That you might be able to hear me. They don't know much about what you're able to do right now, but they said it might help. So here I am. Look, darling, I just don't know what to say. Where to start? It's been so strange. It's been a blur. From the moment they brought you here, all the surgeries they had to do, all the things they had to do to make sure your body kept working, kept surviving. Been worried sick. What if they made a mistake? What if you were beyond saving? I couldn't imagine a world without you in it. I've been as close to you as they'd let me get ever since, just waiting for news. Anything. They told me to go home again and again, but I just couldn't. What if there was trouble? What if they needed an organ transplant? I'd give anything to keep you alive. I'm sorry. It's hard to say how you're feeling right now. I don't even know if you can actually hear me. If you can, I think that'd be horrible for you. Sure, you can listen to what I'm saying, but you'd be trapped in your own body. Unable to move. Unable to speak. With a tube in your throat to make sure you breathe and a needle in your arm so you don't dry out or starve. That sounds horrible. I know what your greatest fear is, but I don't think anyone would even consider something like this. To be fully conscious, fully aware, but having your body be completely responsive. That sounds like hell on earth. I'm sorry, that's really depressing to talk about. Again, it's just hard to know what to talk about. What do you say to someone when you're not sure if they can hear you? But you know they need someone to be there for them right now. What do you say to someone you love more than anything? Knowing that you might never see their beautiful eyes open again. It's hard to think about. If I could have known this would have happened, I would have done something. Prepared something. Made sure that I was prepared. You know me. I always want to be prepared. No matter what situation it's for. No matter if the situation I'm preparing for might never happen. I've got plans. Plans for all sorts of things, but this? I never imagined this could happen. For you to fall into a coma. For you to be... I can't handle it. 60 to 80% of comas wake up, but even if you do wake up. There's no saying what it will have done to your body, your mind. You could have permanent injuries or disabilities. You'd have to go through all kinds of training just to get back to where you used to be. All kinds of medication, prescriptions, all kinds of suffering just to become a little less healthy than you used to be. Nobody wakes up from a coma quite the same as what they once were. There's no guarantees that you even wake up. The bleeding, the injuries, the damage. I'm not going to lie to you. It's bad. Really, really bad. They told me it's a miracle you're even alive. That they expected you would die in the OR. But you pushed through. You're a fighter, darling. You always push through. No matter how bad the odds are, you try your best. You struggle as much as you need to, so long as there's a chance you escape. You're not just stubborn. You've got a spirit that can't be broken, darling. You'd never give up. I know you won't. And you want to survive. You want to live. You want to stay here with me, right? You're not giving up yet. I won't give up on you. So long as you don't give up. I don't care what it costs. I don't care if the odds of a full recovery are zero. So long as you want to keep going, I'll make sure the doctors do whatever they can. Experimental, risky, I don't care. I need you to stay alive, darling. I need you. I'll be at your side every step of the way. I won't be far, no matter what happens. I can work from here, right beside your bed. I can earn money for surgeries, for treatments, for medicine. The best doctors, the best physical therapists, the best medical practitioners money can buy. I don't care what it takes. I just need you to wake up. To be with me again. To look into my eyes. And for you to tell me how much you hate me. How much you want me to just let you go. To leave you alone. How much you love me. How you really feel about me. How much you care about me. I know you've always loved me. We just both have strange ways of showing it. But it doesn't matter. Because we always end up together again. No matter how many times we break up. We're meant to be together. You're mine. And I'm yours. Body, mind, and soul. I'm devoted to you entirely, my love. My darling. Every part of me is yours. And every part of yours is mine. We're meant to be, you know? I know that this is torture. You can't talk to me. But tell me how you're feeling? I can't know if you're in pain. If you need something. If you want something. If there's something I can do for you. You know that I would do anything to help you. To make you comfortable. Just a single, small price. Nothing big. Nothing you haven't done before. You have to wake up. Wake up. Tell me you hate me. Tell me you love me. Make me cry. Make me scream. Tell me that your wrists are better now. Open your eyes and look at me. Just wake up. I just need you to wake up. And that's all I need you to do. Just open your gorgeous eyes and look at me. I know you can do it. You're strong. You're unbreakable. Your will is so powerful, you can break through this. I know it. You're strong. Stronger than anyone else. You just have to push through this. You know that I'll give you whatever you need. Whatever you want. I never meant for this to happen. It's my own stupid fault. I caused all of this. I'm the reason you're here. I'm the reason you might not wake up. No, no, no. You're going. You're going to wake up. I know you will. You're going to wake up. You're gonna be all right. The world can't go on without you. You're my star. I told you that, right? You're my star. The one thing everything revolves around. Life can't go on without you. You are the reason life is possible for me. You are the reason I wake up in the morning and start my day. So I can take care of you. So I can prove my love for you. Every single day of my existence. And then every single night I can come look at you. I can be with you. I can gaze at your blinding light and feel comforted. By your very existence. Feel the warmth of your skin. Feel your presence. You're the only thing that's worth living for. Every time I make a mistake, every time I do something wrong, the only person I want to apologize to is you. Because I didn't do good enough to deserve you. The only thing I want. The only thing I need. I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. If I could just have stayed calm, none of this would have happened. You would still be all right. Just on the floor in my basement. I still can't believe it still fits you. Even after all these years. The same chain still fits around your wrist so tightly that you couldn't escape. It just means that you were always meant to be there. Right in my basement. Right by my side. It just... I overreacted. When you told me you wanted me out of your life, even after everything I did for you, I'm not as strong as you. My will isn't as unbreakable as yours. I just couldn't handle it anymore. I just had to make sure you knew forever that you were mine. And I wasn't thinking straight. I got so angry. So frustrated. I don't even remember where I got the knife from. The kitchen? The bedroom? But I just... I had it in my hand all of a sudden. After all these years, I had to make sure you were mine forever. So I wanted... I'm sorry. I shouldn't have doubted you. I know you love me. Deep down inside. No matter if you don't want to admit it. I should never have thought you didn't. But... I just couldn't handle it anymore. You're part of me, darling. Part of every fiber of my being. You're the air I breathe. The food I digest. You're carved into the middle of my heart. And I wanted you to know what that feels like. To have someone's existence be etched into your heart like yours is in mine. I want you to know how it feels for your heart to belong to one person. Someone who you trust with it. But I guess you won't trust me with your heart anymore from now on. That's okay, though. I have better ways to make sure you admit your love to me. There's always silver linings, you know. Just have to keep looking on the bright side. Like how we're in a hospital full of medicine I can use to make you see the world like a place where we can be together. Or how you coming out of a coma weaker means you won't have the ability to fight back like you did before. There's all sorts of positives, you know? You just have to find them. Don't get me wrong, though. I'm not proud of what I did. That wasn't me. That's not what I'm like. You know that. It's just... I get frustrated sometimes. And of course... any amount of frustration is worth it if it means I get you, but I have trouble controlling myself when I get really frustrated. And I know I shouldn't take that out on you. It's not an excuse. It's not me wiping away the fact that I did this. I'm the reason you're laying there in that bed, and you... open your eyes again, but... No buts. The fact is, I did this to you, and I can never forgive myself. All I can do is hope that you get better. That I didn't actually hit the heart, or something else in a way they can't fix. You didn't deserve this. You made me angry, but you didn't deserve all of this. I wasn't thinking straight. I was just acting on my emotions. And that caused... it caused all of this. If I could have just been as strong as you. If I could just have been as perfect as you. It doesn't matter. I have to keep trying. I have to keep going. I made a mistake. A big mistake. But I know you love me. You'll forgive me for screwing up when you wake up. Because you're going to wake up. You have to wake up. I can't go on without you. None of this is worth anything without you. Not even the brightest star can rival how bright you shine. You're the one and only thing in this useless, useless world that matters. Nobody, nothing compares. I need you, darling. I need you to wake up. I need you to open your eyes and shout at me. Tell me how much you hate me. Anything. Tell me to set you free. Tell me I'm insane. You said it all before. And I'm willing to hear all those terrible things again. Rip open every wound in my soul. As long as you just wake up. You know, I told the doctors we're married. I mean, I know everything about you. They couldn't exactly find the phone I took away from you, or the medical records that I burned. But I memorized all of it. I needed it to falsify new ones, but I guess that's another bright side, right? The doctors got to know everything they needed to. Every little allergy, every previous medical condition, every scratch on your skin. They told me it was very helpful that I knew everything off the top of my head. They don't even suspect anything. At least, I don't think so. But even if they accuse me of something, I'll just tell them the truth. About the game we play. About how we really love each other, even though you won't admit it. How we've been playing for years now, since the day we met. Do you remember, my love, the day we met? I did some research. Sometimes recounting memories can help stimulate the brain just enough to keep you going, so maybe telling you about it will help. Maybe reminding you of the first time we met, and our first date, and all the great times we had after, that might help you just enough that you'll wake up. That you'll be okay. I know you can do it. But if you need help, I'll give you all the help I can. Whatever I can do. Anything. I know you can't tell me. I know you can't give me a sign. I know what's best for you. We're soulmates. Of course I know how I can help you. And I'm going to spend all my time by your side. I'll never be far away. That's a promise, my love. You can keep me to that. But the first time we met, it was so long ago, but it's burned into my memory. Before any of this happened at all, before we started playing our game, before we started telling each other we loved each other in our own separate ways, you were just walking down a hall, and I stumbled down the stairs from above. I was late for a class, and I tripped. All my stuff fell out of my bags, including my sketchbook. I'd been sketching you for weeks, months, maybe. Then you just smiled at me and told me it looked great. You asked me how often I drew. You showed interest in me. You complimented me. It's been a long time since you complimented me, but I guess that's just the game we play. I know. You've always told me the reverse of what you felt. I hate you means I love you. You're crazy means thank you for doing this. Let me go means hold me tighter. But back then, we didn't start the game yet. And you just told me those things outright. You told me how nice I looked. You helped me get to the right class. And you asked for my number. It was so amazing. I felt appreciated. All my life up to that point, people told me I was crazy, that I needed help. But you were so sweet. It was an amazing experience. Finally, I felt some warmth in my life. And from the person I wanted it from most. From that moment onward, I swore you would be mine. I'd do anything for it. And you know what happened after that. We dated for a while. Then you broke up with me. And then I started making sure you would stay with me. Again and again. You started playing our game. You love that game, don't you? Kept it up for so very long. I don't know what else to say. I don't know anymore. I don't know what to say. What to do. All I know, I'll be here when you wake up, right by your side, where I belong.